You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Thinking Rich by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
3 John. I don't even have to tell you the chapter. 3 John has one chapter. Okay. I heard a preacher, 3 John, we got 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And I heard a preacher many times say, "I, John." Oh, some of y'all know about that preacher who said that, "I, John." "I, John," because it's a Roman numeral 1 for 1 John. He called it "I, John." So I guess 2 John is double "I, John." And so we're going to triple "I, John" tonight. 3 John, the second verse. No, let's go ahead and start at the first verse so we can see context here. And let me deal with that because some people try to use that verse 1 to say that this is not God speaking, but a man speaking. Well, if that's the case, then let's throw away the whole Bible. Because the Bible, holy men of God of old wrote as they were inspired by God. And so the writer of John here says, "The elder unto well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." So this is a salutation, a greeting to him before he even gets into the meat of the doctrine or whatever else he wants to say. He says, "To the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." Go down to verse 2. He says, "Beloved," speaking to him as an individual, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And so, since this is the inspired word of God, as he's speaking this to this one man, saying what he desires, since we receive this as the word of God, we receive that God is telling us that he wants us, above all things, to prosper. The word prosper means to excel. The word prosper means the things to go well with you. The word prosper means for things to continue to go in the right direction, continue to increase. The word prosper means to operate in the blessing versus operating in the curse. "And I wish above all things that you may prosper, that you may be blessed, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Now, another translation says, I think that this is the Message translation, says that your everyday affairs may prosper as well as your soul. The Amplified says, "I pray that you may prosper in every way." Everybody say every way. So in every way, based upon that, there's a term that we use here in this church called whole life prosperity. Because prosperity is not just about money, but it includes money. Amen. It's not just about a nice house, but it includes a nice house. It's not just about health, but it includes health. And so when we say in every way, we mean in every area of your life. He says, "I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may be kept well." Watch this. And then he says it coming almost as a passing thought, "even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers." Now, your soul, man, is a tripart being, a three-part being. Just as God has manifested himself in Father, Son, Spirit, but one God. God has created man as one person, but we are spirit, soul, and body. Everybody say spirit, soul, and body. That's the three parts of man, spirit, soul, and body. And I say it deliberately in that order because once you get born again, you're spirit, soul, and body. Before you got born again, you're body, soul, and spirit. Okay? The reason why, because once you get born again, now the most important part of you is the spiritual part of you. Amen. And then your soul refers to your mind, your will, and your emotions. And this body is what the spirit and the soul is capitalizing or kept in, or as the scripture says, it's our tabernacle. It's our vessel. Okay? All this body is a vehicle for the spirit. All this body is what gives the spirit legal right to operate in the earth. See, spirits without bodies, okay, we call them ghosts. Right? Okay? And so what caused us to be legal in the earth is to have a body. That's why Jesus, just as Jesus came to earth and he was sent to earth, we also, watch this, spirits never die. Okay? God is a spirit. The spirits never die. So we were like Jesus, we were sent to earth. And so when God says, Jesus says, prepare me a body. Okay? He was God in spirit incarnate in human flesh. We are spirit. I say this when you say, I am a spirit. I am a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. That's important for you to understand. So when you get saved, your spirit becomes alive to God. That's why I don't care how cute somebody is. See, when you're saved, I don't care how cute somebody is, how sexy somebody is. Mm-hmm. All right. And all that. I don't care how good the flesh has been. Their flesh has been to you. Your flesh has been to them. When you get saved, the most important part of you is not your flesh. It's your spirit. See, so that's why you got to understand, all you single people still looking for a boo in the bay. Okay. If you don't connect spiritually, you're really not connected. Because this flesh thing you'll get over that real quick. So if you're not connected spiritually, you're not connected. So that's why the Bible said, well, God is joined together. Let no man put asunder. He said, so you need to understand, God connects us by the spirit. Okay. Now let me get back to this soul thing. So I want you to prosper even as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. Say that. Say, my soul is my mind, my will, and my emotions. So we prosper. He says, in order for you to prosper every way, your soul got to be prospering first. Your mind, your will, and emotion. Which brings me to the subject of tonight's teaching, which is thinking rich. Thinking rich. Okay? For some of you who got a problem with that because it sounds too carnal, let me give you a more spiritual definition or title. A rich mentality. Is that better for you folks who got a problem with being rich? Let me try one more because some of you are real deep. Okay? An abundance mindset. Just pick a title. All right? But as for me and my house, we're going to think rich. But I want you to see, the main thing I want you to get tonight, in the time I have remaining, is that everything starts with your thinking. Everything starts with your thinking. Systematic thinking produces systematic living. Everything starts with your thinking. Systematic thinking produces systematic living. Now we all know it, and I'm going to go into it more into a moment, but we all know scripture, Proverbs 23:7. I'm going to go in more detail in that moment, but it says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Okay? You are what you think. You're going to have manifestation in what you think. I got a revelation. I was looking at a commercial the other day. Okay? I can't watch a show, watch television without this commercial. Okay? This is a woman named Cheryl. Her she shed burned down. Do y'all know why Cheryl's she shed burned down? Somebody said, because her husband. Her husband standing there like, please, all I want is drama about this she shed. I'm sick of hearing about this she shed. If you listen to the commercial, you'll know why Cheryl's she shed burned down. Does anybody know? Huh? Lightning. Mm-hmm. Why did lightning burn Cheryl's she shed down? Most of y'all miss it. You miss it. You're going to never forget this once I tell you. Cheryl says to her husband, what's her husband's name? Harold. See, you might remember. Watch this. Harold, see it happen. Somebody finally burned down my she shed. She was expecting her shoe shed to be burned down. That's why it happened. That's why lightning came. Mm-hmm. How somebody finally burned down my she shed. She was expecting her she shed to get burned down. That's why she said, somebody finally, like every day, I knew it was going to happen. So her she shed burned down because she was thinking her she shed was going to get burned down. Let the church say amen. You ain't going to never see that commercial again and see the same. Because as a woman thinketh in her heart by her she shed, so shall she her she shed be. Okay? So let's look at that. Proverbs 23:7. Fast he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, most people, they just stop there, and we operate from this general thinking that we understand that thinking, you know, produces life, and life, and your life is a result of your thinking. Because as he thinketh, we don't talk like that with modern English. We would just say as he thinks, which means a process of thinking, how you continue to think. As he thinketh, as you systematically think. In your heart, so is he. Down on the inside, let me put it another way, in your soul, in your innermost being, that's who you really are. You are what you think, not what you necessarily say. Because what you say many times is merely a byproduct of what you've been thinking. It all comes down to what you're thinking. So look at the context. Keep reading. Eat and drink, saith he to you, but his heart ain't with you. Now, that don't mean much because we don't understand the context. So let's look at the context. Look at this same verse from the New Living Translation, Proverbs 23:6-7. Don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. Listen to this. Verse 7, they're always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. Know what this is saying? He said, you can be around somebody, they're so cheap and tight till they squeal. Okay? They're cheap and they're tight, but they try to talk like they're generous. Okay? Kind of like, you know, I didn't have much money when me and Marcia started dating. And so our first date, I had a suit on. I used to walk, I was known on my college campus. I walked around campus on three-piece suits. That was just my thing. Everybody knew me. They said I was the preacher. Yeah, whatever. Okay? And so I met our first date. I took out, I took for lunch. I mean, I took to a real nice restaurant. I'm in a suit and stuff. And I didn't have much money. So I would say, this is good right here. Have you ever had this? This salad right here. Oh, this is a good salad. Because that didn't cost much money. So I'm trying to direct her choices. Okay? So he says, as he thinks, so is he. So he's saying, okay, some of y'all are going to have to get some new friends to go out with. Okay? A server, there's nothing a server hates more than serving 25 people. And everybody got to have individual checks. I know all y'all do it. Any of y'all work at restaurants? Ever worked at a restaurant? And you ask them, he said, well, would this be individual? He said, yeah. And then they get there, they want nickel and dime it. Let me see, I didn't have the Coke, I had the tea. Okay. And one thing gets me, I'll ask for something I want, and they say, well, sir, I'm sorry, that doesn't come with that. There'll be a 30 cents upcharge on that. And I always say, it's all right, because she's rich. Okay? And so, but, you know, if you get the right people, they say, listen, let's just kind of throw our money in here. You know, everybody just, okay, mine's 25, I'm going to put $30 in here or whatever, and just do it and make sure it's enough. Everybody go on. Okay? But it's hard to do that if you got cheap people with you. Mm-hmm. Listen to that verse from the Message translation. Don't accept a meal from a tightwad. Look up and down your row. Tell your row. Say, no tightwads allowed on this row. Don't accept a meal from a tightwad. Don't expect anything special. Listen to this. He'll be as stingy with you as he is with himself. He'll say, eat, drink, but won't mean a word of it. A miser, somebody who's tight, and lives like a pauper, even if he has money. His miserly serving will turn your stomach when you realize the meal's a sham. So when it said, don't believe him. As he thinks, so is he. He's trying to talk like he's generous, but he's tight. So it's really telling us that you can try to act one way, but your thinking is who you really are. Okay? So listen to this. These are a couple of terms. The first one I got from somebody else. The second and third one, these are my originals. It's hard to be big when little's got you. Hard to be big when little got you. Okay? One of the greatest things I've learned in my Steiner financial studies this year was the difference between price, cost, and value. Price, cost, and value. Everything has a price. It's a matter of whether you're willing to pay the cost based upon what you value. Everything has a price. It's whether you're willing to pay the cost based upon what you value. Everything has a price. It's whether you're willing to pay the cost based upon what you value. So your value should determine if the cost is worth the price. Your value should determine if the cost is worth your price, worth the price. Okay? So you want to go from here to Chicago. Okay? I don't know if they still do, but United used to have a direct flight from Columbia to Chicago. I don't know if they still do or not. Do they still do? Years ago, here from United had a direct flight from here to Chicago. But that flight may be $300. But you might be able to go for $150 if you drive to Charlotte. Get the plane from Charlotte to go to Philadelphia and then connect in Baltimore and then go to Chicago. Now, the two-hour flight might end up being 8 hours. But you say $300 is too much to pay if I can still get there for $150. That's all a matter of how much you value your time and how much you value your comfort. It's not too much if you value the comfort. I'm trying to help y'all. So you can't look at everything in terms of price. Another thing I taught you earlier this year, real financial freedom is the ability to make decisions without money being a factor. That's what real financial freedom is. I do what I want to do without having to consider whether money is an object or not. Y'all with me here? Okay. But it's hard to be big when little got you. It's the examples I'm giving you, I'm showing you, sometimes it's not a matter of cost. It's a matter of how you're thinking. Are y'all with me here? Mm-hmm. Y'all, this is a rougher crowd than noon was. I thought y'all going to be easier, but y'all getting madder with me than they were. So I said, it's hard to be big when little's got you. Here's another one. It's hard to be generous when stingy's got you. It's hard to be generous when stingy's got you. Some people, they're just stingy. And I don't care what cause it is, what the need is. Some people, it's not going to be because they stingy, got a grip on their mind. And watch this. And it's hard to be rich when poverty's got you. So when I'm talking about when little's got you, or little have you, when I'm talking about stingy's got you, or stingy having you, and when poverty's got you, or poverty having you, what am I talking about? It has your mind. So your mind can be gripped by smallness, by stinginess, by poverty, by sickness. Do y'all know people who always think sick? And y'all know people always think sick. Lord Jesus, every time I tell you, oh, I can't stand when March comes. Soon March comes here, boy, my hay fever can start acting up. My hay fever is yours. My hay fever. Okay? I know I got a bad back, and I know it's gonna rain, because every time it get ready to rain, my knees start hurting. People don't realize that's a sick mentality. I'm not talking about mental illness right now. It's a mentality. You're always thinking sickness and disease. When I was 17 years old, I remember this because I went to the doctor on Ocean Avenue in Jersey City, New Jersey. Went to the doctor who was close to my house. And I had a strep throat. Well, every year from like I was like 12 or 13, every year I got a strep throat. So I go to the doctor this year. He says, from your history, look, you get a strep throat every year. He said, if you get a strep throat next year, I'm going to take your tonsils out. Guess what, y'all? I ain't had a strep throat since I was 17. Because when he said that, a strep throat to me and said that I would have to have my tonsils, that sounded like surgery to me. Surgery sounded like cutting to me. Cutting to me sounds like pain. So I made up my mind immediately. I don't want surgery. I don't want cutting. And I don't want pain. And some kind of way, I have never that's 30 years now. In 30 years, I haven't had a strep throat. Because I made up my mind I wasn't going through that. Know what that meant? That meant every year, if I even feel a little pain or anything in my throat, I start gargling. I go, no. The devil's a liar. Now, watch this. Now, because I didn't want that, I want to see. Because I didn't want that, the mentality of not wanting to have surgery made me change my behavior. Because as a man thinketh, so is he. So now, because I didn't want what would come with a strep throat, it changed how I approached it. I didn't simply say, I'm getting a strep throat. I said, no, I'm not going to have a strep throat. So now that made me go into motion to change my behavior and do things to prevent strep throat. Oh, I wish y'all can understand this. If you will stop thinking poor, you will stop making poor decisions. But as long as you think, I heard something, I don't know, it was a commercial or something the other day, and they said it in passing. They were talking about the student loan thing. And was a millennial saying. He said, most of us will die with student loans. And just kept on going. And I said, she believes that. Most of us will die with student loans. If that's how you think, you will never become aggressive about getting out of student loan debt. Because you already think, I'm going to die with it. Amen. Why is it that some people live with things that other people die with? Because they made up their mind, this ain't going to kill me. I believe that you can have a bad back and kill you. You don't believe it? Keep on saying that. Boy, my back killing me. You keep on saying that. See what happened. Your bad back will kill you. You're thinking, so everything starts with your thinking. As he thinketh, as you continue to think, so are you. And with that in mind, you need to understand, rich people think differently than poor people.
Having a rich mentality and a poor mentality are two different mindsets. In order for you to have the abundance that God has for you, you'll have to change the way that you think. Bishop Herbert Bailey challenges you to think rich in this timely series. Order today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to writedirection.info. Order Thinking Rich.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-4255.
5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.